Welcome back to the Jill and Thomas Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And, of course, we're available anytime at KIDNewsRadio.com. Joining me in the studio right now is Brian Murdoch. He is a farmer in Blackfoot, and he has been speaking out on this really crucial issue, an issue that is top of mind for so many people. And that, of course, is the water curtailment. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Brian, give us a little bit of perspective. This farm has been in your family a long time.
135 years. We like to say we're one of the oldest potato-growing families in Idaho since 1889.
And I can imagine that during that time, a lot of life lessons have been taught out in the potato fields.
Most definitely. My great-great-grandfather, he moved out from Ogden, came across the river there just west of Blackfoot, was farming out there. He was one of the first ones to develop the water, to get it out of the river, to develop that area called Riverside is what it's called now. That was where his original farm's at. He's actually still has both his houses that he built are still there and standing right now. He basically broke it out of sagebrush, you know, with his own two bare hands and his family's. And I say that jokingly because he was a polygamist. So he had a lot of trouble because of that. In fact, the sheriff of Blackfoot was a fellow by the name of Fred T. Dubois. We've all heard that name, and took him to jail several times. So I assume I get some of my fighting spirit from my great-great-grandfather.
And you certainly have been out there on the front lines, speaking up not only for yourself and your family and doing what you can for your family farm, but also for other farmers. And I think that's a really powerful thing. In fact, you spoke to Fox Business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They reached out to me and wanted to do a quick interview with me, and I was very humbled by the fact that they would ask me to do that, and I was very nervous, but I knew that I needed to do that for my neighbors. This is part of when you need to do something to help your community, you step up and you do it.
And one of the things you talked about that I loved was your reference to how many large McDonald's French fries your farm is producing. That was pretty eye-opening.
We actually figured that out last year. We figured out that for my potatoes, we grew 23 million large orders of French fries. What I didn't say on that interview was that we also, for my smaller potatoes that get chopped up into the bits, we do 28 million McDonald's patties for the hash browns.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, the two of those combined, that's a lot of servings of potatoes. That's primarily that's all I grow for is for Lamb Weston out of American Falls. And of course, the goal is to have the McDonald's French fries. That's what I'm trying to produce.
I mean, wow, that puts it into perspective because we all know what a large McDonald's French fry looks like or a hash brown. And to then think about that massive number is pretty revealing. Also, the thing that it really suggests, too, is that as farmers, you're really feeding the world.
One time I went through and also figured out, according to the usage of what was currently going on as far as how many pounds of potatoes or how many pounds of flour everyone was using, my farm, I could supply basically the city of Idaho Falls with potatoes and bread for a year.
Wow.
And that's just my small farm. So when you take, and I also noted that I am 1% of this, you know, less than 1% of this curtailment, my small farm of 1,800 acres, that's a lot of food that the governor of Idaho and the Idaho Department of Water Resource and Lieutenant Governor Bedke are putting at risk and jeopardizing for the rest of the United States.
What message would you really want to send out about the serious nature of this?
Well, the message is this is very unnecessary. this is not needed at this point in time. In fact, at this point in time, we kind of have a gun to our heads. Our plants, precisely at this particular moment, need the water badly. The potatoes are at a stage that if we don't water them, they will get stunted and our yields are done. Our size will be, I won't be able to produce the, McDonald's wants big long French fries and I will not be able to produce it because my spuds will be small. On the grain side of my issue, my grain is what we call in flowering stage because I'm a fall wheat producer, and that is when the kernels are being formed. And if I short them water right now, I have no crop. It's totally done over. It isn't, it's barely cattle feed if I can get anything out of it. This is why farmers are so scared of hail or frost at this point in time, because the plants are so sensitive and so, because they're so new. And this is why this is very critical that we are not in this position. And the problem that we have is the state put us in this position. And I said this morning to somebody, I said, the aquifer was not made in a year. It's not going to be broken in a year. But East Idaho will be broken in less than 2 weeks if we don't have water.
Wow. So the clock really is ticking.
Sure.
And what are you hearing from anybody who has accountability? Are they answering questions as to why this is going on?
From the governor's office just today, we've received that the Idaho Department of Water Resources will call off their army, for lack of a better way of explaining it. All these people that they have running around checking our, whether we're watering now or not, they're saying we're getting close to a deal, and so they do not want to see any more of their people running around documenting who's watering and who's not. That's a good sign. I appreciate that, because there's been a lot of contention and we're all scared to death somebody's going to do something stupid, because the farmers are frustrated. And
oh,
so
yes.
I'm very glad to see that we're not endangering any more people by telling them to go out on a farmer's ground and either get in a confrontation with a farmer or something worse.
It could be worse.
It very much could be worse. Idaho history, unfortunately, with water, is full of people who have died because of the fighting over water. That old saying, you know, water's for fighting and whiskey's for drinking, that's a true saying.
And especially when you consider the fact that this extends way beyond just individual farms. I mean, this is going to have a massive impact on the economy.
This is what I'm starting to call my law of unintended consequences. The state of Idaho, we have been under the threat of curtailment, and it's been very frustrating. I call it water insecurity. For the last 10 years at least, they have always been threatening to curtail us.
Water insecurity is definitely an accurate term. When we come back, Brian, I want to chat with you a little more about your law of unintended consequences. And of course, let's get to solutions.